This is Foul Ball Area.
Foul Ball Area.
A special Friday edition bringing you exclusive interviews with baseball figures from around the world.
I don't know if you've seen the story recently that Manny Ramirez was considering coming out of retirement age 114. You know, I was actually the person that broke that story.
While I'm calling the game, news gets out that the NCAA tournament is going to be played in front of no fan. So all of this is happening while I'm on the ACC Network broadcast.
He's super excited for being in the Rays organization, just how there's such an analytical organization, such an organization that puts a precedent on that.
Now, here's today's episode of Foul Ball Area.
So Kevin. One down, one on. Here's Kevin Rush. Rush came up in a real big spot the other night. Pitch on the way, and that is drilled into center field, and that's going to fall in front of the center fielder. Base hit Kevin Rush. Here comes the 2-1. High fly, deep left center field. This one is hit very well, and this one is out of here. A grand slam for Travis Riefschneider, and just like that, holy mackerel.
Well, you hear the highlights there from Carl Magenhofer the other night on News Talk 92.1 and 550 WSVA. The Broadway Bruins are the 2020 RCBL champions. Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Foul Ball Area. I'm Matthew Atkins. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. We've got a good one for you, a very special guest, as always, on the Friday episodes. We have a special guest joining us for today's edition of the podcast. We're going to be talking about the Broadway Bruins and their RCBL championship. It's their first RCBL title since 1938. It's a historic title, a historic year in the RCBL all around. It was a very fun year all around with all the teams. Broadway was obviously fun to watch with the players that they brought in from JMU, like Chase DeLauder, Travis Riefschneider, Josh Jones, and the guys that have been there for a while, like Bryce Stroudman, Tyler Ault, John Judy. They had good seasons as well. So Broadway was a very fun team to watch this year. But other teams around the league were fun as well, like the Newmarket Shockers, who made it to the RCBL Championship Series. They deserve a lot of props for their season. Head coach Nolan Potts is doing great things in Newmarket with the Shockers and leading them to an RCBL Championship Series appearance. A really good season for Newmarket. They deserve a lot of props. Montezuma, Clover Hill, Grottoes, Stewart's Draft, Elkton, Bridgewater. I mean, every team was fun to watch this season. And Broadway ended up winning the 2020 RCBL title. So to talk about that title and some of his other experience around the RCBL, I'm going to welcome in Kevin Rush from the Broadway Bruins. Kevin, you guys just won a championship a couple of days ago. How's it feel still coming off that championship win over Newmarket?
Still riding kind of high. It's a big deal. I've been around the league a long time, and to finally get a championship with the Bruins, it's kind of exciting and just, I guess, a long time coming.
Yeah, you've been with the team since 2014, and in that time, in the time that I've been around the league watching, Broadway was kind of the worst team in the league for a little bit, and then they started building up. You guys brought in a couple of young players, started building up, getting better each year, and it finally culminated in this championship season. How does it feel to build up for so long and finally accomplish that?
Like I said, it's kind of been an exciting process, I guess. Brian Duff came in a couple years ago and wanted to kind of change the culture in Broadway. I guess we'd been losing for so long that it just kind of became an expectation, I guess. And he wanted to come in and kind of change things up a little. Started recruiting some younger guys, and each year it seems like we've kind of added another piece of the puzzle. And this year, him and Chip and Bobby and Rick did an outstanding job of putting it all together for us.
When you stepped on the field this season playing with the 2020 Broadway Bruins, when did you first know that this team really had a shot to win?
Well, you know, on paper, you know, when Brian, you know, I work for Brian, so, you know, we talk on a regular basis about what's going on in the RCBL and so forth. And, you know, when we finally knew for sure that we were going to have a season and they kind of started putting things together, you know, he would tell me, oh, we signed this guy. And I'm like, you know what? You know, we've got the makings of something special here. And, you know, I missed the first couple games of the season with the team. And so it was probably about game 3 or 4 when I finally was able to kind of see firsthand kind of what we had. And, you know, as you know, Chase put on a show all year, and, you know, the arms that we had in Pick and Liam and Adam, you know, when I finally got a chance to see these guys perform, you know, I knew then that, you know, we've got a shot to compete for something for a title this year. So
it's kind of a cool makeup of the team too, because you got the JMU guys that came in, like Chase DeLauder, Josh Jones, Travis Reif-Snyder, and they certainly helped. But then you have all the guys that have been there for a while, like you and Tyler Ault and Bryce Stroudeman, John Judy, the guys that have been in Broadway and building up this team for a long time.
Yeah, definitely. And I told my wife the other night, you know, the thing that was impressive about this team was is the way we kind of gelled, I guess. You know, looking at it, you know, going into the season, you would think, you know, there's a possibility for this team to be very cliquish, I guess, with the JMU guys and the EMU guys and the West Virginia guys. And it wasn't that way at all. Like I said, you know, I missed the first couple of games, but hey, you know, those guys have been practicing for a couple of weeks and, you know, when I showed up, I mean, it was like we'd been playing together all summer long already, and just kind of the camaraderie, I guess, you know, cutting up with each other and spending time together off the field, golfing, playing video games, you know, whatever. I mean, it was kind of like just instantly we kind of gelled together, and I think our play on the field kind of showed that.
So this is your second championship in the RCBO. You won in 1996 with the Grottoes Cardinals. And I don't mean to make you feel old, but you've been playing RCBO baseball and winning championships since before I was born.
Yeah, I joke with the guys all the time that I've been playing longer than most of them have been alive. So
going back to that one in 96, this might be an unfair question, but is one of the championships sweeter than the other, or they both just feel great to win?
They're both, you know, I guess important. I mean, one doesn't really stick out more than the other. You know, anytime you win a championship, it's special. So, but, you know, the one in 96, I was young. I was a high school kid. That championship series actually went 7 games, and we came from behind. We were down 3-0 and come back and beat Bridgewater in game 7 to win it. This one was a little different with the 4-game sweep. But, you know, with me being on the tail end of my career, you know, this one kind of has its special place as well. You know, the other thing is, you know, I've been a part of this team a little bit longer and endured some of those losing seasons, I guess, you know, trying in the rebuild process. So, I mean, if I had to pick one that was a little more special to me, this one is, like I said, just because I've been around and been a part of that rebuild process. So I've been on both ends of the spectrum with the Bruins.
So in 96, you had Daryl Irvin as part of that Grottoes team. And by that point, he was a former major leaguer. This year you had Chase DeLauder on the team, who is potentially a future major leaguer. What's it like playing with those guys?
Oh, it's unreal. You know, like I said, with the Grotters team, you know, I was young, had just graduated or was about to graduate from high school. And, you know, I just kind of soaked everything in that I could from those older guys. You know, with Chase, you know, he's got a bright future ahead of him. You know, obviously, you know, he, you know, the show that he put on all summer long, you know, it was a reason to go to the ballpark. You know, even my wife and kids, you know, talked about, you know, being able to go to the next game to see what Chase is going to do. So, you know, it was a fun summer, that's for sure.
So I know you said a few years ago that you were thinking about hanging it up. I think after the 2018 season, you said that. But you came back, played a few more years, won this championship with Broadway. Any thoughts on retiring now, or are you going to come back for another year?
I don't know. Next year's a long way off. My wife jokes about it. I say this every year. This is it. And, you know, high school season rolls around where, you know, coaching at Broadway, and yeah, I just kind of start to get that itch again, and it's hard to hang them up when you've done it for so long. So I don't know. We'll like I said, next season's a long way off, and we'll kind of enjoy this championship for a little bit, and as we get closer to March, April next year, we'll see where things are at then, I guess.
What's the celebration been like after the win on Tuesday night?
Well, with me, it was kind of short lived. I, you know, with a family, you know, I didn't get to hang around too long. But you know, it's been nice. You know, people, you know, in the grocery store, hey, you know, congrats on the championship. You know, so I mean, it's been fun, but my personal celebration was kind of short lived. You know, like with family, life goes on. You know.
All right, well, Kevin, congratulations on winning the 2020 championship, and thank you so much for taking some time to talk to me today.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Matt. Thank you guys for all you all do.
That was Kevin Rush of the Broadway Bruins, a RCBL lifer, you could say. He's been playing RCBL baseball since before I was born. So I thank him for joining me on today's episode of the podcast. Congratulations again to Kevin Rush and the rest of the Broadway Bruins on winning the 2020 RCBL Championship Series. They really have been building things up for a couple of years now. I mean, since I started working for the RCBL in 2017, to see the strides that Broadway has taken, not just on the field, but as an organization as a whole, it's really impressive. I mean, during my first summer in the RCBL, Broadway was not a good team. And in the years after that, they started building, started becoming a better team and a better organization as a whole. Their games were really fun to be at. The environment, the music, the food, every game was sponsored, so there was no admission charge. They've just done a really good job as an organization, and so it's good to see them get this championship title, their first one since 1938. Now I want to take a second for another congratulations. We wrapped up our Foul Ball Fest six-pack giveaway. We were giving away a free six-pack of beer. All you had to do was follow us on Twitter, like and retweet our pinned tweet, but that giveaway has come to an end now. And Damian Salas has been crowned our winner. So he has received a free six-pack of beer, courtesy of Foul Ball Area. But the celebration of Foul Ball Fest does not end here. Throughout this entire fall, if you're drinking an Oktoberfest or really any kind of German beer, any kind of beer in general, Post a picture on social media, tag Foulball Area in it with the hashtag FoulballFest. Let us know how you're celebrating this Oktoberfest, and we will certainly join in that celebration with you. Since I've moved here to Richmond last week, I've actually tried a couple of different local Oktoberfest lagers from Star Hill and Three Notch Breweries. Both of them are very good. It honestly is my favorite type of beer, so I'm looking forward to trying more. There's a ton of breweries around this city that I have yet to try, so I'm looking forward to that this fall. But yeah, tag us in your beer posts on social media. We'd love to know how you're celebrating this Foulball Fest. Now, this coming Monday is the 2020 Major League Baseball trade deadline. And so we will have some coverage of that on the blog. And of course, we'll have our Monday morning episode, Mornings with Matt. And we will go over the trades that are going down during this year's deadline. But there's already been one big one that happened yesterday. The Toronto Blue Jays acquired reliever Taijuan Walker from the Seattle Mariners for cash or a player to be named later. Walker in this 2020 season is 2-2 with a 4 ERA, 25 strikeouts in 27 innings. That's the biggest trade that's gone down so far, but I guarantee there's going to be something bigger happening before 4 p.m. Eastern this Monday. So stay right here at foulballarea.com. We will have some blog posts up about the trade deadline, and we'll have our Monday morning podcast, Mornings with Matt, diving into the trade deadline news with all of you. So make sure to look for that this coming Monday. That'll do it for today's episode of the Foulball Area Podcast. Thanks again to Kevin Rush for joining me on today's episode. Congratulations once again to the Broadway Bruins on winning the 2020 RCBL Championship Series. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to the Foulball Area Podcast. Make sure to leave a review and a rating wherever you get your podcasts, and subscribe so you get new episodes as soon as they come out.